Then a guy here, we're talking about Bruce the shark from Jaws. So speaking of Bruce the Jaws shark, he was bursting through the kitchen wall at my friend's house. It was a huge head portion, but it was cast from the original movie shark. Super realistic, unique decoration. Actually, on that note, in my basement, I have, it is life-size. It's a plaster, a gold leaf-covered plaster cast of a rhino head. Right?
So it's really?
Big, massive gold leaf rhino. And like I said, it's actual size because it was cast from an actual rhino head. And yeah, a lot of people ask, why do you have it? And I say, because I had to. And this thing.
Where did you see this thing?
It was a place called Ballard Consignment, right? So my wife would go in there and we'd buy like different furniture, whatever, kind of getting the house set up. And this thing was always there. I knew it was for sale. I saw it for about 3 years and I told my wife every single time,
I want that.
I'm buying that thing. Right. So we managed to get all this stuff done. And so my reward to myself was I bought this massive rhino head. I love the thing. It serves no purpose at all. It's literally just mounted.
Is it hanging on the wall?
It's hanging on the wall. Like I said, it is a rhino head, the size of one. So it's
how big is this thing?
It is about it would be about where the neck starts to meet the body of the rhino is basically where it's severed. So that's the part mounted to the wall. The head itself, it extends out about 4 feet. It is huge.
Wow.
Oh, it's massive, dude. You can't miss it. And the kids have named it Eleanor. So even when you walk into the house, yeah, they'll say Eleanor, and everyone in the family knows what they're talking about. But it's fantastic, but again, serves no purpose at all. Like, so I'm sitting there watching football on Sundays, me and the kid are down there, and big-ass Eleanor.
There it is.
Right beside us. Yeah.
I mean, it's art.
Yeah.
It can be.
Definitely,
The thing is,
it's unique.
It is definitely unique. And when we bought it from the place, right, because they had this thing mounted there, like I said, forever, to the point where the employees treated it more like their personal decoration than actually something for sale. So when I actually bought the thing, the guy, the sales rep, he's even like, oh, yeah, you can buy that. Then he had to get two other guys to dismount it so we could load it up in the vehicle. And they were kind of bummed. Even when they took it out to the car, they're like, we're going to miss this thing. I said, dude, I get it. I've been staring at it for 4 years. I don't know why anyone, including myself, likes it. You just kind of do. And I actually felt bad for buying it because these guys were kind of butthurt that someone was finally taking us off their hands. I'm like, well, yeah, I wanted it for years, man. And shockingly, no one else bought it. So yeah. There I was.
Real or fake, I like the animal heads.
Dude, it's really cool. And it's actually cast from a rhino head. So when you look at it, it looks all every wrinkle, everything, even like into the ears. It's pretty crazy, man. Then the gold leaf, it's 4 feet. It's hanging in the basement, serves zero purpose other than my own amusement.
Yeah, but I went to a street beach fair in Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
All right.
And that's kind of where they have a ton of wood art, but a lot of barrels around the midsection. And when you bring the barrel up or down, a giant penis
pops. Yeah, penis is there.
Like a spring-loaded penis pops up. Boing. And all the other stuff that they sell, bowls and Rastafarian type of art and all that crap. But there was a woman was sitting on the stool. And I kept looking at the stool, and I'm like, man, that is a badass stool because it was a wood that was only available in Jamaica.
Right.
It kind of had this, you know, just the wood grain in it was unique. It kind of looked like a teak, but a Brazilian boa. It was just, and she was just sitting on the damn thing. And I'm like, ma'am, how much for the stool you're sitting on?
Is she like, are you like, crazy?
I don't know, $5. So I'm like, $5? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, I am taking this thing home with me. She's like, you want the stool? She's like, because she had all this. I mean, she had a spread of stuff, you know, tapestries and all the everything. You want the stool? And I was like, yeah, I want the stool. So this is like 10 o'clock in the morning. We end up going walking down the beach. She's like, I'll be here for, you know, for the rest of the afternoon. We're like, all right, when we come back down, you know, we'll just pick it up.
Yeah.
I come down and give her the $5. I take the stool. This is like a Saturday or whatever. And it just fits in my suitcase. Like, it perfectly fit in my suitcase. I'm like, this is money. I didn't take everything with me that I brought there, obviously, but yeah. I got that damn thing in there. Customs had a field day going through that. Like, why did you buy this? I was like, I want this stool.
Look at their wallet.
I mean, that was basically it. BWI. I mean, they were grilling me. Like, okay, they're trying to see if there was anything inside.
Of course.
All the different things. The funny thing was, not funny. But the following day, it was a weekend, so they still have this outdoor festival, I believe, is every day as far as the market goes. I mean, you could buy produce, you could buy – it's an outdoor market. Walk by her the next day, and she's standing up in the corner.
Oh, no.
Got nowhere to sit.
Oh, yeah, you bought her stool.
I bought her stool. She hadn't got a replacement yet. She was standing with her arms folded. And I was like, hey, I can go get the stool if you need it to sit on today. She's like, keep the stool. And I was like, okay, I can tell there's a little bitterness. Like, she didn't think this the whole way through. Because she was standing up the whole day.
She never got herself a replacement stool.
No, she did not. Well, I mean, not while I was there.
Yeah.
What if it was carved out of, like, one piece of wood?
It's in my living room right now. I've had it for years. It's the end table that I have by my chair.
Ted, I'm going to tell you something about a solid piece of carved wood. So we're in Mexico, same kind of thing. Some artist, he had hand-carved solid piece of wood. It's like this little elephant thing, all right? Maybe about the size of a loaf of bread. We're like, that is super cool. The way he painted it, we bought it. When we got to customs, I really didn't give it a thought, man. We land back in the States, and these guys pulled us out, and they're immediately like, what is that? I'm like, well, most people will call that an elephant. You can call it whatever you'd like, but most people recognize what that is. And they pick them, they're shaking it, and I'm like, guys, it's not hollow. And that, I never thought about the fact that they think you're a drug mule. Mm-hmm. I get it now. It makes complete sense. But I'm like, guys, it's not even hollow. But they took it off to the x-ray machine, which proved it is not hollow. There are no cavities inside of it. And they still had more questions. And I'm like, look, man, either this thing's made out of drugs, and I have no idea that it is, because it feels like wood to me, but you end up spending an additional 15 minutes just answering questions. Like, look, man, me and my wife liked it. We just bought it. You're right. I should have thought about the drug mule thing, but it's not hollow. We did buy a hollow piece about 2 years later, forgot about it. When we got it back, it had been cut at the neck.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, they glued it back together. I mean, they patched it together, and there's a note in there that explained, because they're running through the x-ray machine, and this is not a solid piece of wood, right? It's a cavity in an animal shape, and I got it. And they did a good job reattaching the head, but
you can still see it. Nobody else will know, but you know.
I wouldn't have known if they didn't put the note, but once they put the note, we're like, Jesus, man. And sure enough, I mean, it was this clean sever across. Yeah. And
it's kind of like when you do home improvements. You know there's a gap there, or you know it, and you're the only one who can see it. No one else can
They
see
always
it.
Leave that note, though. That's the story about my mom gave me two chicken sandwich sandwiches, but she wrapped them up in foil, like two foil bricks, put them in a Ziploc. I didn't really think about it. Same thing. I just threw them in my bag, and then... Yeah, I'm waiting for my bag, and it's got all these tags all over it. It's been searched and this and that.
Oh, you checked the chicken salad?
Yeah.
Well, because it's going to be in a cold compartment anyway. Yeah.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah.
I thought I was playing it smart.
Sure.
That's right. Should have taken them on carry-on. That way you could have eaten one.
Mm-hmm. I will say, wooden crab knockers. When my dad passed away, me and Chris got all the stuff out of the house. So I was like, I'm going to take some of these home. That was like a 10-minute conversation. I was like, I don't need them. Like, going just because they were in my carry-on.
Yeah.
They're like, I just don't know if you can have them on the plane.
What, are you going to whack someone in the head with a crab knocker?
They keep calling supervisors, and they're all like, boink. Never seen this one. I'm like, we're at Dulles. I just came from Maryland. I'm like, it's not that odd.
Right. What thing do you own that makes people ask, why do you own that? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll tell you right now, if you hijack a plane with a crab mallet, I'd have to give you credit. Like, look, man, I don't know what kind of badass this was, but
I mean, they were legit just confused. I don't know. I was like, I don't know either. I'm asking.
Right. It's a crab mallet.
Right? Because they're like, anything in there? Crab mallets. All right.
Everybody over.